Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to everyone as I see face to face today. So we're going to read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. So if you have Bible, please open page number 1179. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you of the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we read your words, we need your help to understand and apply in our lives. We want to glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Often in the lead up to Christmas, you hear people talking about the Christmas spirit. What do people mean by that? Christmas spirit. Decoration? Or big shopping list? Or Christmas music? Or any recent album released or anything? Or lots of mince pies? I think when people speak about the Christmas spirit, they mean being joyful, being generous, being kind to others. But what we would like the Bible say this Christmas spirit, that's what I want to think about this morning for a little while. Because there should be the way of life. The followers of Jesus should have a Christmas spirit, if you like, because Jesus has come into our world. That's what we celebrated yesterday, isn't it? The birth of Jesus Christ. Now there are a number of New Testament talking about the birth of Jesus, but I just want to show you one big thing this morning. In Philippians chapter 2, what we just read, what impact does the coming of Jesus into our world have on us, have on me? It's supposed to make us humble helpers. So that's all we're going to think about, humble helpers. Come with me to verses 3 to 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. Paul is commanding a local church in Philippi, like this one, a family of believers, to be humble helpers of each other. Verse 3 tells us what it means to be humble. We love to be first. We want others to serve us. And Paul says that's not how it's to be in a local church. We are to be humble. How? By doing what it says in verse 4. Thinking about how we can help others. Instead of looking out for our own interests and wondering why people aren't serving us, we think, how can I help others? Paul says to these Christians in that church and to us today that followers of the Lord Jesus are to be humble helpers. It's the way are to think and deal with one another. Why is that part of that Christmas spirit? Look at why the Paul says in this, says this is important. Look at verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. Our heart attitudes are to be like the Lord Jesus. And the spirit and attitude of the Lord Jesus is to be a humble helper. And Paul says this humble helpfulness is seen as we think about the Christmas story. Look at verse 6 and 7. Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. The verses describe the heart that was behind Jesus coming into our world. Jesus existed before he was born at Bethlehem. He's God. What does he do at Christmas? He becomes a human man. He wasn't pretending to be a human man. He really is human. He's God become human. Over the past weeks, you may remember that we have spent a lot of time thinking about the events of verse 6. That Jesus, who is God, did not consider equality with God something to be used his own advantage, but took the nature of a servant. It's as if Paul is saying, if there is any danger of thinking more highly of yourself than you should, if there is any danger of thinking other people in church should serve you or other than you are better than them, think of the Lord Jesus. A humble helper is what the Lord Jesus is like, and that's what his people are to be. What does it look like for us, for me? There are three things shortly, briefly, I'm going to go through. It means first saying no to me first. I'm saying first twice, but anyway. So, it means saying no to me first. No to me first. Look at verse 3 again. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Paul says to follow the example of the Lord Jesus, there are things we need to say no to and things we need to say yes to. What do I mean by? Yesterday, maybe after Christmas dinner, there was maybe one last bit of pudding left. You wanted it. You grabbed it. And that's for yourself. Not thinking or asking anyone, would you like that? Or would you like to have it? That's me first. Or perhaps you were playing a game yesterday. We played a game yesterday. There was a little, child. Yes, she's here too, I think. I mean, she was a bit angry and grumpy because she didn't win. So that kind of thing, it's a me first. Or over the past couple of years, while the pandemic has been going on, the minute someone says, there is not much toilet roll or pasta or flour or egg, whatever it is, what happens? People rush not getting for one or two or a few, a lot, because I will be okay. That's me first. What it reveals a serious heart problem we all have. Paul calls it selfish ambition. If you notice that word, he's using it in verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. It says, me first. It doesn't matter about anyone else. The me first, taking hold of what we want, comes out in all sorts of ways. And it can even come out in a local church among followers of Jesus. Maybe you think other people here should serve you. Maybe you think you are better than other people here and you won't speak to them. Me first is a big problem of our hearts, of my hearts. And we need the help of the Lord Jesus to say no. It's not easy. We need help of the Lord Jesus. Think of the Lord Jesus. If he was a me first kind of person, there would be no Christmas story. Why? If his attitude was me first, he would never have come. There would never been Christmas or Easter or the cross or resurrection, and no way for our sins to be forgiven. Instead, he put his own comfort aside, laid aside some of his glory and majesty, left heaven and made himself nothing by becoming like us. He is a humble helper. And like him, we are to say no to me first. But it also means learning to say, yes, you first. That's the second point. Yes, you first. Look at again verse 3. The second part of it. In humility, value others above yourselves. In humility, value others above yourself. This means being more concerned for others than ourselves. It's about having a heart for other people rather than me. This is the humble attitude we see in the Lord Jesus. He looked down at us and saw the mess we had made of our lives with sin, and he valued us. He looked with compassion and thought more of us than himself. He was looking for our interest, not whether he would have an easy life. Jesus, who had never sinned, thought these people can't save themselves. I need to go and lay down my life for them. He came to be punished in our place, that we would be forgiven, and we could take our place in God's family. He said, thinking about us, these people will reject me, say all sorts of things about me, treat me terribly, even though all I want to do is good for them. These people don't deserve me to come, yet I will come down and die for them, because no one else can do what Jesus can do for us. The Lord Jesus looked down and said yes to them first, and died and rose again. He is a true humble helper. And Paul says, this is how we as followers of Jesus are to be with one another. But we are also being told one more thing. That's a third point. Let's be helpful. So first, not me first, then say, yes, you first. The third one, let's be helpful. I heard about a man who was always helping people. If they needed shopping, he would go and get them for them, or would take them in his car. If their phones needed fixing, he could do that. If there was a problem with their laptop, he would try and fix it. Or even that someone's kitchen was leaking, then he crawled down and taking off floorboards and fixing the blockage. He was one of those people who was always helping others. As I hear this, I think that's something of being quick to help others that Paul is talking about in verse 4. So look at with me verse 4 again, please. Not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. Looking to the interest of the others. I think in that example of that man, how we are to view others in the local church, like us. When we have a humble heart, it should overflow in helping each other. We should walk into church on a high alert to see, how can I help other people? Not where my friends are, who is on their own today. Who looks sad? Who might have been disappointed by this pandemic or by their relatives' circumstances? Who could do with a cup of tea today? Who have I not spoken to in a while? And it all includes not just their physical needs, but also their spiritual needs. Think again of the Lord Jesus. Why does he want his people to be like this? Not just because it sets a good example and we will be nice to each other. No. It's because he came to this world at Christmas. He was looking out for our interests, our greatest need. He came to save us. He came to be like us in every way, but never sinned. So he could be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. It will be a constant battle for us not to look out for our own interests. I wonder today, are you someone who has said, Lord Jesus, I am selfish? I do look out for my own interests, but I realize that is sin and I need to change. Will you ask the Lord Jesus to help you and forgive you this morning? The amazing thing is that he left heaven to help us and took the nature of a servant and thought of you and me more than himself and humbled himself to death on a cross so that we could be saved and transformed. So we could be people who aren't selfish and people who look to be humble helpers. If we have done that, if we are already Christians, the humble, helpful Savior wants us to keep being his humble, helpful people. Will you keep saying no to me, yes to others, and look out to help one another? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you, because you sent one and only Son to this world. As we remember that, your Son left the kingdom of heaven to come to this earth because he wanted to serve us. Lord, we learn that how being a humble helper. Lord, help us to overcome that me first. Lord, help us to serve others and think them first. Lord, give us that humble heart. We want to be like you, Father. The mindset you have, and you came down to the earth to serve us. Help us, Father. We understand that's a sin, that's a selfish ambition. Lord, we want to come out of that. We want your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.